Is Sony finally going to get its Sinister Six movie thanks to Morbius? We answer that question and more this week on Only Stupid Answers. Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Only Stupid Answers. This is the show where we answer your questions about movie, TV shows, and comic books. With me, as always, is Roxy Stryer. And later in the episode, we have a very special guest, Sal from Comic Pop, who you may know from the Spider-Versity episodes. He's going to talk with us about Morbius. But before we do any of that, Roxy, how are you doing?
I'm thriving, DJ.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
How are you doing, DJ?
Oh, you know. Yeah, I'm making it. Know. I'm living the dream. So if you want to watch this show early, if you want to watch it live on video, the video live on Patreon, you can do that at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. You can also watch or listen to our shows, Spider-Versity and What We're Into. Sounds actually going to be on our What We're Into episode 2, talking about Moon Knight. If you want to hear our Moon Knight thoughts, too bad, it's on the Patreon. You can also review this show on iTunes, give it 5 stars. And every week on Spotify, we ask a question. Last week's question is, what streaming services would you keep if you could only choose 3? Sailor Gaines 18 said, this is tough. HBO Max, Hulu TV, Apple TV. I'm a nerd, but I feel like Disney Plus is the only used to watch Marvel and Star Wars things I would just share with somebody. I feel like the sharing with somebody is not in the spirit of the rules of the game, but
yeah,
I appreciate your candor.
Maybe they're a rule breaker.
Maybe they are a rule breaker. And so we're gonna jump into, like we do most episodes, talking about the news. And of course, we have to talk about Ukraine. I'm kidding. April Fools, I guess. I don't know. Roxy, was there anything in entertainment news that might have happened literally the day before our main episode dropped that I might be forgetting?
Today
or the you know Sunday, like let's say a week ago, like right before the episode drops on Monday.
Yeah,
anything might have happened at the Oscars, maybe.
Yeah,
that this is a show that we would probably talk about such things.
I don't want to, DJ.
So for those that are under a rock at the Oscars last week, rock pun not intended. Chris Rock was doing Oscar hosting stuff, the most basic, just coming out. I guess he tried to do some crowd work, whatever. He made a joke at Jada Pinkett Smith's
expense.
Thank you. Will Smith went up on stage and slapped him, slapped the shit out of him. Slapped the shit out of him. I mean, depending on who you listen to Twitter, some described it as he literally murdered Chris Rock with his fists. I think what's interesting about this is the discourse on Twitter is wild.
Wild. That's why it's not fun to talk about it anymore. It's like it was at first. I thought it was kind of like fun to talk about, which maybe that's the problem with me in society.
I am right there with you. I wasn't watching. My wife went to go.
I know,
see.
I saw your tweets. You were like, damn it! Literally, like I missed the Oscars.
Minutes before this happened, I was like, I'm watching Jackass the Fourth, and I'm having a forever. I'm watching Jackass Forever. I'm having a blast. My wife went and saw it with a friend, and she texted me. Like Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock. I'm like, as a bit? And she's like, I don't think so. And then I had to wait for like the clip to arrive. And then I watched it and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, me too. And that's such a bummer because I feel like now I'm just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But it's a really challenging thing to talk about at this point. I think nobody really wants to talk about it at this point because it has become, everybody is bringing in their own backgrounds into this, whether mm-hmm. I have alopecia or my father has alopecia, or whether it's as a Black woman, or whether it is as a celebrity in the space or as a comedian, you know, everybody is like starting their things with whatever their background is, and that's informing their opinion, as it does in life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that other people's opinions based on their background are invalid or less valid than their opinions based on whatever their background is. And so it's just like, I don't know. We're talking about two very wealthy people at an award show.
Yeah, some of the biggest celebrities in the world.
I'm just like grossed out by everything right now. And I'm like, I can't even believe that I'm like in this industry.
Yeah.
What a not fun display of things all over the place.
Yeah, it quickly turned.
It is interesting what's happening now. By the time this episode drops, I don't know, but I think on the 19th is when they are doing the official review for Will Smith, if he will keep his Oscar.
Okay.
And if he's still in the Academy. They also, the Academy released statements saying that they had security try to remove him and he refused to go, which, like, if you watched, we didn't see that part.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think they're trying to save face. There are people on the internet claiming that Jada does not have alopecia, which is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But there's a big section of people saying that. There are people on the internet claiming still that they're swearing by the fact that this is a bit.
Could you imagine if it was
insane? You know, the Oscars ratings went through the roof, or viewership went through the roof.
This will probably be good for everybody but Will Smith.
It's just like, oh man, I forgot to put on makeup and I just rubbed my face. Chris Rock did stand up in Boston and he got a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
And said he wasn't ready to talk about it yet, but the ticket sales were through the effing roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of where we're at right now.
Back to your point with like everybody bringing their backstory to it. It was like, it turned very quickly. Like, I'm assuming you've been in these arguments before, but like when you're in one of these arguments or you walk in on somebody arguing, we're like, wait, what are we arguing about? Like, I feel like we've lost the thread of like, we're now off topic.
Definitely. And like, you know, like celebrities have their strong opinions here.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people like Tiffany Haddish said, this is the most romantic thing she's ever seen in her life.
Yeah.
And that this is how you stand up for Black women.
Okay.
And then we've got like people who never speak on situations, coming out and celebrities calling this like assault and saying that Chris Rock should press charges. So when you have those two extreme sides, and everything in between, it definitely DJ is like, wait, what?
Like, what's happening? I also
how
think
are we all this far apart on this?
When we talk about like, should we take away his Oscar? Roxy, you might know this. I don't know this off the top of my head, but I assume this is the case. Woody Allen has Oscars, right?
Yeah. I
don't think we should take away Will Smith's Oscar.
Yeah. I do think some people have had their Oscars taken away from them.
Yeah. But I'm saying if Woody Allen gets to keep his, I'm thinking Will Smith should be in the clear.
I don't know if he's kept his. Maybe he has. I also, Woody Allen is also like a free non-convicted man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I watched Allen V. Farrow, and I think that he is a fucking living POS.
Yes.
But the Will Smith thing, like a lot of people don't believe that the Woody Allen thing happened. To me, that's insane.
Yeah.
But the Will Smith thing, like, I guess some people think it was fake.
Yeah.
But, like, we watched it. This is why it's so funny when anybody says, like, what's the proof? And it's like, what is more proof than what we saw? And still people didn't believe it. It's not proof people are looking for.
Yeah. I don't really have a moral stance on any of this. Just my pragmatic side is just like, yeah, maybe not in front of the cameras.
Maybe not in front of the cameras. That would have been the smartest move for anybody.
And also like, yeah, I mean, because now it's like this is not, I don't know how things are going to, but now the night you got your Oscar, man, this is all anybody's going to talk about. And this might be like one of the top three things. People will be like Fresh Prince, Independence Day, The Slap. And it's like, man, fuck, you don't want that. Like that sucks. That's a bummer. You know what I mean? Like you've done.
Did you say Fresh Prince, Independence Day?
I mean, like the thing, like the top three things people think about.
That's where you go.
Where do you go?
I go
top three Will Smith things.
Men in Black.
I did think Men in Black. I just thought Independence Day might. Yeah.
Wild Wild West.
Oh, so you're saying worse things have happened than the slap is what you're saying.
No, it's no, like no,
Wild West is on there. So maybe the slap isn't the worst thing.
The things that happen. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have some people who have said to me they now no longer are a fan of Will Smith. And I have some people who said to me, I used to think Will Smith was corny and now he's one of my favorite people in Hollywood.
That's so wild.
It's so real.
I will also say this. Oh, wow. Yeah. Again, you're right. It's just the polarization. I guess it's just a snapshot of where we're at in the world. But I also will say that I have not known, and this is purely anecdotal. I have not known a single woman in my life that if they were insulted and I went and hit the person that insulted them, that they would feel stoked about that. they would be like, you just embarrassed me. You didn't do that for me. You did that for you. Get the fuck out of here. This is the, again, purely anecdotal in my life experience that has been.
I would be really, really surprised if any of my friends felt that way.
Yeah.
The only scenario I suppose that I would want the man that I was with to be physical, and this is me personally,
yeah,
with somebody else, is if that person was physically attacking
me. If it's a physical threat,
then thank you so much. But other than that, I don't think that there are any words that could be said that would make me stoked that my partner did that. And I don't know how Jada actually feels about the scenario inside.
Yeah.
I'm curious. She seems to have shown a lot of support for Will and what he did.
I would hope so. And who knows? I was listening to somebody else talk about it. I'm like, who knows what's going on in the relationship? Who knows what was going on that night? When I saw the clip, I felt like Will looks drunk to me. And not that matters or anything. I don't know. I will say the one tweet that I saw, I retweeted it. I thought this was a really good take. Was from Amanda Paris. She said, assault is wrong. Alopecia is a painful experience that many Black women go through and should not be joked about. The concept of being the protector can be a form of toxic masculinity. Black women are rarely protected and deserve to be protected. And it's like, that's a pretty good, those are your bases. Yeah. It's not really like...
I think that some
It's weird that
not...
this is a sides thing. It's weird that this is a sides thing.
Yeah, some things are not disputable. Like... Yeah. Black women should be protected, period. I don't associate with people who don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there are certain facts.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them are that I guess some of them are not facts. Some of them are opinions. Obviously, some people have different opinions on violence than others. Some people have different opinions on jokes than others. Some people have different opinions on what is funny, what is on the table. Some people have different opinions on award shows and behavior, and consequences. So it's like, it's just, it went from being like, this is so fun. I thought like the whole internet was kind of, on the same page at first.
Yeah.
Like the whole internet being like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, one of the biggest celebrities in the world slapped one of the most popular comics. That's funny.
Insane.
Yeah.
And then it was like the internet was not on the same page.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, we're at war with each other. And it is funny, like God forbid if you're like a Black celebrity coming out against it, like Wanda Sykes or Zoe Kravitz, it's like, oh, you're the Black Twitter is done with you.
Yeah, and that's like so fucked up.
Big week for assault this week. We should also probably talk about Ezra Miller. And
is anybody ever gonna address anything Ezra Miller does? Sorry, the Mad Goose Wizard. Like, is anybody from Warner Brothers at any point gonna be like, we understand that he chokeslammed a girl to the ground, and we know that he has beef with a specific sector of the KKK, and that they know what they did.
Yes.
And we also understand that when he went to karaoke, he started screaming at people and lunged at a man.
Yeah.
We know all these things.
Did you hear the other parts of that story? That apparently the people he lunged at in Hawaii, he was staying with. Like, he met them at, like, a Trader Joe's or some shit, and he's staying with them. And so after he was released, he went to their house, stole some of their stuff, and, like, threatened the – he's like, I'm going to fucking kill your wife. And then ran off with a bunch of their stuff to the point that they had to make a restraining order on him.
And did you hear his bail was $500?
It's crazy. That shit's crazy. Oh, did he make it? Yeah, he fucking made the bail. he made bail. Excuse me. I'm sorry. They. Preferred pronouns are they. I apologize.
Oh, I don't think I remembered that.
I've been reading the articles and they...
Ezra's pronouns are they, them?
That's all the articles refer to them. I apologize.
So is anybody ever going to talk about what they did? Because it's just wild to me that Warner Brothers, you know, Warner Brothers fired Johnny Depp. Warner Brothers has had to deal with a lot of different scandals, obviously.
Yeah, Warner Brothers going through the ringer when it comes to the casting.
But Warner Brothers is watching Ezra Miller and is just like, no, we're just gonna Fantastic Beasts, The Flash, we're just gonna move forward, and there are Flash, and that's just that.
Here's my thing. I can almost guarantee that there's a scene in The Flash where Flash runs real fast. Like, time shenanigans. We're doing multiverse stuff. And he runs real... Barry is a he. Flash is a he. Runs real fast. And they break space-time, all that stuff. And I think it'd be so easy for them to just, in one of those scenes, it's like, uh-oh, I'm a new guy now. Ezra Miller's running real fast. Shenanigans happens. Like, oh, here's a new guy. He's Barry Allen now.
Because it doesn't seem like this is a one-off incident. It seems like there's something going on with Ezra Miller that either we're unaware of, or that Warner Brothers is aware of, or just something. Because it's just so strange that they assaulted a woman. Everybody on the internet was split on that. It's a joke. It's not a joke. Yeah. No explanation from Ezra or from Warner Brothers or DC.
Yeah.
And then that fucking video, which, you know, legally nothing was wrong with that video, but it was like, what?
Yeah.
What is happening here? And then this Hawaii incident where it's like, are we still not going to say anything?
Yeah. Ezra needs to talk to somebody.
Some people are saying that they're going to get fired from The Flash. But I think there's no way. I think Warner Brothers is really committed to being like Team Ezra. And maybe that's the right move. I don't know Ezra.
Yeah.
They, as in Warner Brothers, seem to be standing behind them hard.
Yeah. And I feel like it's difficult. It's kind of like going back to the Ansel Elgort thing, when people are, I can't believe people are still working with Ansel Elgort. It's like, you all know that West Side Story was filmed before that news came out, right? Like, that's not how movies, it just didn't materialize. A lot of work went into that. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm going to assume, fuck, was Flash postponed to next year?
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. I'm going to assume that a bulk of that movie's been filmed. And it would be, you don't refilm it, you scrap it. Actually, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, Roxy. I think they should just scrap the DCEU as is. They should just scrap. They should just be like, guess what? Flash isn't coming out. We're going to scrap Michael Keaton as Batman. We're just going to, the Batman was a big hit. We're just going to build from there, everybody. We're just going to finish out Gal Gadot's contract. We're going to finish out Jason Momoa's contract, and we're just going to try this again.
They do have a lot of problematic things going on right now, because not only when we go Aquaman, Amber Heard, and people don't know what they should do with Amber Heard.
Yeah.
When we're talking about Wonder Woman, even a lot of people, not just because of the Imagine video, but Gal being with a billionaire and the whole thing, like a lot of people, and also with the conflict in the Middle East, a lot of people have turned on Gal as well.
Yeah.
When we're talking about Flash, obviously, whatever the fuck is going on with Ezra.
Yeah.
When we're talking about Batman, we had the whole Batflick debacle.
Yeah.
And Batflick having to step away, and addiction problems as well. And then there's everything with Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
And not that. You know, he is controversial as a person because apparently he's just like the best.
Yeah. But just the situation.
Yeah. And it's like,
and that's why I'm like, guess what? Peacemaker is now in the Batman universe, and that's our. we're gonna.
Yeah,
we're
just gonna I don't know. I don't know. I really feel like maybe the majority of the planet has no idea what's going on with Ezra.
Yeah,
and they're very talented, and so maybe that's just enough. And maybe Warner Brothers' stance is we don't from the artist, or we do separate art from the artist.
Yeah,
but that's not been their stance in the past. Yeah, a lot of people on the internet were saying that Ezra has Shia LaBeouf energy.
I don't recall Shia LaBeouf publicly attacking people, but he was abusive in his relationships, which is as bad or worse.
And like, wasn't there all those different scenarios on set and and I think that Ezra is like baby Shia right now, where it's like nothing that they have done is, maybe they haven't done anything completely unforgivable, but it is confusing.
Yeah. Yes. And I think fair to say troubling.
Yeah. 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 Like, I'm just confused by Ezra, and I'm confused by Warner Brothers' lack of any kind of statement.
Agreed. Agreed. I don't know that I have anything else to add to that. I think I would just, at the very least, there's going to be a scene where the Flash is running real fast through like a portal. And so you don't need Ezra to pick up a scene. You just have the Flash running real fast through a portal, and the Flash comes out the other side of the portal, a different actor.
Yeah. And then you saw that they weren't at the Fantastic Beasts premiere.
Oh, and let's just kill that friend. Let's just listen. You did three movies that nobody wanted. Let's call that a day on that franchise, huh? let's just call it a day. And let's let tempers cool. We'll wait another decade. Maybe J.K. Rowling will shut the fuck up. And
J.K. Rowling was there.
Yeah, of course she was. Of course. Of course. Like, of course. God damn it. That's the news. Yay, news this week. Ooh, happy news week. But we're going to go to more exciting things. We're going to go talk about Morbius with Sal. So stay tuned after this ad break. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. We are back now, and we are joining us to discuss Morbius. Is Sal. You may know Sal from Spider-Versity. I force him to talk about Spider-Man movies every couple weeks or so. Sal, say hi to the kids at home, and in case they don't listen to Spider-Versity, the fools, remind them who you are and where they can find you.
Hey kids, I'm Sal. I'm from the YouTube channel Comic Pop. We talk about comic books and stuff. Yes, if you're not listening to Spider-Versity, you must. It's great. We get into all of the spider. We get in through all the cobwebs. I don't know. I got
boom, boom. Okay, so it is worth pointing out that Sal and I probably will do a deep dive on Morbius whenever it is released on streaming. But I've said this on other shows, but in case you missed it, I take extensive notes with those shows, and it usually takes me about 4 hours to get through one of those movies, and I can't do the notes while I'm watching Morbius. So we're gonna wait till it's on, till you all can rent it and watch it or whatever.
Which probably tomorrow.
just the way things go. So this is more of a general discussion. But I knew after I saw the post credit scenes. Oh, those glorious, glorious Morbius post credit scenes. Oh my goodness. I knew that I needed Sal on to join Roxy and I to discuss it. But Sal, just for the kids at home to know, you have not seen Morbius yet.
I've not seen Morbius. I was very adamant about not seeing Morbius. I don't like patronizing movies I don't think should exist, and especially on opening weekend, much less. So I've been very vocal about my distaste for the concept of Morbius, or at the very least the idea of like why they made this movie.
And, yeah.
You know, that it shouldn't exist at all. So, you know, like that money could be spent making a sequel to this, you know, another Pacific Rim movie or you know, maybe another remake of RoboCop.
Yeah, exactly. We need another RoboCop remake. So,
right?
but
is your intention never to see this movie?
No, I do have to see it because I'm because it is part of my job.
Yeah.
But I am delaying it as far as possible, and I will be pursuing other avenues of watching this film.
If nothing else, I'm going to force him to watch it for Spider-Versity.
That's exactly right. And that'll be the only time I ever watch the movie will be for that show. Who knows? I may pay to see a independent movie and then sneak into Morbius and just watch it that way.
Yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once comes out next week. There we go. Wide
release. But I want to see that too.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to see that. But Roxy, you and I did, for better or worse, we did see Morbius. So before we dive into those after credit scenes, let's do some spoiler free. Let's not spoil Sal just yet. What spoiler free thoughts, Roxy? What are your thoughts on Morbius? A screening that we were both yet and did not realize we were both at.
Yeah, DJ texted me after. He was like, "So I'm assuming you didn't end up making it to the screening." And I was like, "Do I exist? Am I on the planet?" I think that movie's okay. It's not good.
Yeah.
But it's not a good movie. And if somebody told me this was their favorite movie, I would have serious questions. That being said, so it's a expensive movie that at times looks expensive. And I like visuals.
Yeah.
The acting is actually pretty solid.
Yeah, I was surprised and I agree.
Yeah. And there the first half I was kind of grooving with. Not like really grooving, but like, okay.
Yeah.
Then we hit a point where we have a 10-minute VO that re-explains something you already know. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then it takes a really long time for us to get out of there.
Yeah.
And yeah. Sorry. Those would be my spoiler-free thoughts on the movie.
I might sneeze. Hold on.
Look at the light. Look at the light. Look into the light.
Woo! I was looking at the light to help or to make me not sneeze or to help me to sneeze.
It's to encourage you to sneeze.
Gotcha. Yeah. Good to know. We're giving the kids advice at home. So similar to you, Roxy, I think I benefited from coming in with like gutter deep expectations. Like I thought this was probably going to be the worst movie I saw this year. And so I ended up actually liking it more than the Venom movies.
Whoa.
Yeah, no I just, way. Yeah. Well, because here's the thing. Like, and we'll get into this when we talk about Moon Knight too. Venom is a character I like. Moon Knight is a character I like. Morbius is, listen, he's a guy that used science to become a vampire. You're already, right off the bat, things are a little bit kooky. And so there's not, where are you going to go from there? You know what I mean? He's a guy that injects himself with vampire bat serum and then flies. It's like, all right, well, whatever.
Are you going to say what he did was flying? Because he dissipates.
He does dissipate. Well, but that's the dissipating is a good point because I actually thought, for the most part, the movie looked pretty good. And if nothing else, it looked visually distinct. It looked different than most superhero movies we get now. And I was kind of down with the vibe, like you, Roxy, for the first like half-ish, I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of down with what we're doing. And then like a lot of Sony movies now, it's like, well, I guess it's time to end. And so like they're just like, all right, here, whatever, here's what's happening.
It's over.
The movie kind of got in my good graces right off the bat because there's that scene in the trailer where he has a string apparatus set up and he summons the bats to him. That's like the first scene. And I'm like, oh good, fuck Origins. Let's just get right off to the races. It does.
Please.
It did squander that almost immediately because there is a flashback right after that. But for the most part, it's like, here we go. Listen,
I liked the flashback stuff because that was at least human.
Well, and it actually ends up
human as opposed to vampire. I mean human, like it had some soul to it.
It meant something.
It actually does end up mattering like the only thing in the final conflict, the only reason I cared at all was because of the flashback scene. It was like, oh okay, this does kind of matter to the character. Okay.
That's cool.
Also Jared Leto is problematic. I've been doing reading recently that makes it appear that he might be even more problematic than sending used condoms to people, which is already bad.
It's pretty bad.
But it's like, oh yeah, let's just let him do pretty goth boy. He doesn't need to be an Italian designer in a ton of prosthetics or Joker or any of that.
Or
just
an
let him...
Israeli CEO with a really botched accent.
He just needs to be pretty goth vampire boy. And it's like, this is his lane. This is where he excels. Right.
Yeah, I agree with that, DJ. When I was looking at him in this, I was like, okay, I actually like him the most in this that I have liked him in anything in a really long time.
Agreed.
And that is not a testament to the script.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, kind of similar to what you were just going talking about, DJ, but this movie just like, it really didn't have any rules. at all. It just kind of keeps changing the game on you. It's like, let's introduce what this technology does, or like, if you have this food, then this happens to you, or whatever. Or this is how you move. This is how somebody fly. And then it's like, actually, I think we invented something that looks cooler.
Yeah.
So let's go with this thing instead, but let's not replace all the other things we did. Let's just show this cooler looking thing now, because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe that was the right choice for this movie. Maybe this choice, this movie just being like, we're going to hold ourselves to no standard and just show cool looking shit. Maybe that actually was the right choice. I don't know.
Well, and that's kind of the thing too, is that I actually think this movie, it's damning praise. We're heaping damning praise on Morbius. This movie looks better, I think, than most MCU movies, and that's actually a bummer. Like that's not so much of a compliment to Morbius as like, oh,
as a criticism for Marvel. Right?
Yeah, it's like oh, this is where we're at now. That a movie that looks like a movie, you're like, oh.
Right. Yeah, because you're used to when an experience when you watch a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
That you've been conditioned by 10 years worth.
Yeah.
And now it's like you see something totally different. And you're like, wow.
These two actors are actually on camera together on a set. What?
I can see why you'd like this more than Venom, because Venom is very much like not the MCU, but also barely a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And every character that interacts with each other is just like,
oh my God.
Also a character in the movie.
Yeah.
So, I love Venom. I love Venom.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I like barely movies. That might be my shtick. Like, I really don't know. And I did not like this. I did not. Oh. I'm not sitting here saying that I liked this movie. I'm just saying it was okay.
Yeah.
I loved your compliment of it being being like, it follows no rules. That should be on the poster for this movie.
Like, it is like, again, between like this and the Venom movies and Uncharted, I feel like Sony's really carving out a place for itself. Like, hey, we know what we're doing. This is what it is. All right. We're not pretending like this is a universe shaking event movie. You came here to see Jared Leto shirtless, be a vampire. Let's not pretend. All right.
Right. Yeah.
And then we're going to hire Matt Smith to make this villain way better than he is on paper.
Matt Smith was awesome in this
movie. I heard he's great.
In a really bad role. Like, the role is really stupid, but Matt Smith, it's like, I get this guy. This is a good, I get this guy.
He's enjoying himself so much. He like breaks into these little dances that are super bizarre. I think in my review, I call him groovy.
Yeah, like, good.
He's like a groovy character.
Yeah.
And you are watching him and you're just like, I feel like this guy woke up and chose to enjoy life. Like, I don't know that it's like peak performance or that's how the role was intended, but I just know that Matt Smith came to set and was like, I'm vibing today.
Right.
Also, Jared Harris is good in anything, and he's good here in an incredibly underwritten role. And Adria Arjona, who plays Martine Bancroft, is very nice
she's
to
awesome.
Look at. She's very nice to look at.
I thought she was talented too.
Yes, no, she's really good. Actually, I'm with you, Roxy. I actually think the performances across, like even Tyrese Gibson, I'm like, oh, you're acting.
One line about his storyline.
Line that was dubbed over. Like, you could tell, like, by the way, Sal, this is the type of movie that, like, right off the bat, like, Morbius invented artificial blood. You're like, oh, we're just throwing that out. Oh, cool. This is like in Spider-Man 2, where it's like, I'm making a sun, but also to get to the sun, massive robotic arms. You're like, oh,
invent
cool.
these arms.
Sure. Great. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I think that was actually the smart choice, but I thought she was very good. I think that she had like a wonderful subtleness to her.
Yeah.
And in a movie where she was thrown some tough dialogue,
mm-hmm.
I mean, some of that dialogue, like as an actress, I was like, I don't know how you, all right.
Yeah.
She really made it natural and she was very endearing.
I think she's very good. I actually think the performances across the board were way better than this movie deserved. Again, I actually didn't, I thought I was fine. I was texting Sam and he's like, should I go to the theater seat? I'm like, no, wait till it's streaming. But it's like, you might want to, when it's streaming, it's a good stream. It's a good like afternoon stream. Like you're hanging out, you want to just watch something fun. You might want to imbibe in a little something. You're going to have a good time. We had a couple questions from the Discord. Jake Hefner says, how does Morbius compare to his character in the 90s Spider-Man cartoon? It was my intro to Morbius, and I always kind of dug the character since then. And Sal, correct me if I'm wrong. Morbius of the cartoon had the little sucky hands.
Bleach hands, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, couldn't suck blood, could only extract plasma from blood.
What does that even mean?
That's
one of those classic cartoon things where it's like, that's more horrifying than the thing. The leech hands is more horrifying than the fangs.
No, that is a straight up reaction to censorship. They were like, you can use Morbius the living vampire, but he can't be a vampire at all. Like, he can't bite people, but he can have fangs. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what? If he can't bite anybody, then I'm going to give him horrible, like growing leech hands that he has to touch people. And and by the way, really quick note, no blood. You can't say the word blood's too violent.
the word blood is too violent.
Yeah.
What? Ugh. Can we talk about his powers in this? Or are we still non-spoiler?
Yeah, please.
I don't know what there is to spoil. I like
that. Well,
he has a bat radar, right?
But they do. They actually, it is not as bad in the movie. This is like the symbiote. It's not as bad because he does say echolocation, which is like bat radar. I'm like, oh, cool. I guess for the kids in the theater.
Okay, so I genuinely want to break this down. So yeah, how he can move is he can either glide or he can disintegrate and merge back together.
I think it is implied that he is moving very quickly. I do not know whether the mist around him is supposed to be his perception of things or how other people perceive things. But the mist is more of like just a visual cue of him moving quickly. But it does look like he becomes incorporeal. But I do not believe that is what his power is supposed to be in the movie.
Okay. And then in terms of hearing...
when you flip a mushroom upside down, it's got the little frills that happens to his ear that gets like frilly. And I'm like,
and then
I don't,
the piano gets played on them, kind of.
Yeah. And like, it's like, you could have just said he has echolocation. I don't know that we needed to visualize it this way, but okay.
No, yeah. But remember in Spider-Man, we zoom in on his fingertips and his little like hairs and stuff. We got to do that. We're making a franchise. The next Marvel legend is here and its name is Morbius.
Yeah.
So we know he has that. Then, are you clear on the rules of the blood now with the timing and when you can drink what?
Yeah, it was fake blood and it was going down and at some point it's going to be useless and he's going to have to use real blood. So at a certain
point, we never got there, right?
We never got there. And he very clearly says, listen, I'm going to stop Matt Smith and then I'm going to have to kill myself. And then nothing happens with that. We just move on. We get those post-credit scenes where I guess he's okay with it now and we move on.
Then we also find out he and me and the sun fine.
Yeah, because it's not, that's like in the comics, it's the living vampire, whatever the fuck that means. It's like, it's not real vampire rules.
Yeah.
But then based on full spoilers for the ending, I guess.
Yeah.
He can turn other people into vampires.
It's the same bit they do. It's literally the same tease from Venom, Let There Be Carnage. It is the same exact plot point.
So our understanding is that if somebody ingests like one
drop of his blood,
SpaghettiOs, then they turn. If they get bit.
Yeah, which that, by the way, that scene, how they set that up, I was super fucking confused. I'm like, what is she trying to? Is she trying to be a vamp? What's going on right now?
I thought she was trying to be sexy.
Yeah, and it's like, anyway, Sal, you'll know when you see it.
It was like a like a little like lip clip. I don't know what that was. Okay, so those are those all of the powers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was interesting because it did throw you right in there, and it was just kind of like he's gonna know how to use all his powers immediately. like immediately, he's got a full grasp on what. The hearing thing immediately. He got it all fully.
Yep,
got it figured out.
So let's transition.
Oh, jumping. Is jumping something?
It's basically, he only really flies the one time with the subway, which we don't need to get into that, but because I don't know how that works. But
before that, he flies from one building to another. He glides.
Yeah, he kind of like glide jumps. But it's okay. There's the one time with the subway that it's like, oh, he's flying, which is.
But that one is about the velocity.
Whatever, he's in front of the train. I don't know how that's whatever. It doesn't matter. All I will say is it doesn't make any more sense in the comics. There's no reason Morbius should fly.
But
in
doesn't
the comics.
Make Morbius sense.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I think this is a good time to segue into the post-credit scenes, which got spoiled online. I didn't read them before I saw the movie because I'm like, I know I'm. Seeing it,
yeah.
But so, God, for a movie that I actually didn't hate, these scenes were like, oh fuck, this is what we're doing. So let me paint a picture for you, Sal.
Yeah, please.
Movie's ended. Roll credits. I actually
Know anything about this, Sal? Do you know what happened?
I do. The director went on Twitter himself and shared all the spoilers about the franchise, where it's going, what Spider-Man's being involved. Like he had reckless abandon when it came to the sanctity of this movie 3 days before it was supposed to come out. I was like, okay. Oh, you just gave up.
Whoa.
But I'm hyped for how
I will say I should the opening the credit sequence, like the design the like production
yeah,
design
they,
for the credits.
They,
pretty
that's
fucking
where they get creative.
Cool. Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. So let me paint a picture for the listeners at home then. Cut to a shot of New York City. We cut to a prison. The sky opens up. Like No Way Home. Multiverse shit. It's like, oh God. Adrian Toomes, Michael Keaton is Adrian Toomes, appears in a cell. Oh wait. I'm in the audience. I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
He's being let out. Apparently, this random dude just appeared in a cell. Well, I guess we can't keep him here. He's probably going to get out. That's the first post-credit scene. I'm like, well, I guess this is what's happening.
Right.
Second post-credit scene after more credits roll. Morbius is driving in the desert. He gets out of his car. Something off in the distance is like kicking up sand. I'm like, oh, maybe this is cool. Maybe this will redeem whatever the fuck the other one was. Nope.
Right.
It is Adrian Toomes in his full vulture gear. Where did he get it? Doesn't matter. He built it off of Stark Tech, which doesn't exist in this universe. Whatever. Who cares? And he's like, listen, I got here because Spider-Man. Do you want to team up? Morbius, who has no relation to Spider-Man in this movie, is like, why not?
He's like, who?
Morbius, sure. who we last saw say, I'm probably going to fucking kill myself because I'm a monster, is now like, yeah, sure, I'll join your team.
Yeah, maybe I'll be on the Sinister Six.
So
he had to use the phrase team up. It was the whole thing was like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
It feels like there was some major reshoots here. Obviously, we know based on the trailer that we had a different Michael Keaton
scene
moment. So it feels like this is what they decided. Whatever direction they decided with the movie, whatever notes they got, they took. And then they were like, but we are unwilling to not have a post-credit scene with Michael Keaton and a post-credit scene that implies Sinister Six.
Right.
So we are, no matter what happens in the movie, no matter, like, we prove the whole time somebody's a good guy, but then we need them to team up. No matter what happens, we are getting to those two things. And then the movie doesn't lead us there at all.
No.
And no, none of the other movies led us there either. And so it's like, wow, you guys really wanted to shoehorn this in. And I don't know for who.
Yeah. And not only
who's excited about this.
And not only that, we had to ship over Michael Keaton from a different fucking... This is going to be the most complicated... It's like the fucking Venom post-credit scenes. This is going to be the most complicated...
And he knows immediately, DJ. Yeah. He knows immediately.
Yeah, you're right, Roxy. You're right. And also, that does not... Listen, the rules in No Way Home are super loosey-goosey, but what rules we get, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nope, but I think what they're doing is they're like, the people have spoken. They accept other reality villains in this movie. They will accept other reality villains in another movie. Like,
so
they won't complain.
Sal, we've been talking about the Spider-Man movies for a minute now, and we know they've been trying to do the Sinister Six bit at least since 2014.
Yep.
We know we're getting a Kraven movie.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck are we doing, Sal? What the fuck are we doing?
We're setting up. They really want to make a Sinister Six movie, but not a movie where Spider-Man fights the Sinister Six. No. A movie where the Sinister Six like pull off a heist or save the day or do whatever the hell their plan is with the Sinister Six, which is admittedly and objectively terrible. And they don't care what Sinister Six they can get to do it.
Yes.
They tried to make a Sinister Six at the end of Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2,
yep,
where they were like, next movie, all of them, just in one fell swoop. And then they couldn't get that. They barely managed to scrape together a Sinister Six at the end of No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue the sixth member is J. Jonah Jameson, but that's the point. I don't know, man. This is, but I think that because Sony has no integrity,
mm-hmm,
that they will and can just abandon it. I mean, Venom went to the Marvel Cinematic Universe at the end of Let There Be Carnage, and then went right the hell back at the end of No Way Home and did nothing.
Yeah.
And
they handed Kevin Feige Venom, and he was like, no, thank you.
No, thanks. The director himself said that the suit that Adrian Toomes wields in the Morbius movie is not from No Way Home. He said he's a, quote, resourceful guy and made his own suit from the technology that was available to him in the Venom universe, which is what the Morbius universe is set in, by the way. Officially, it's in the Venom universe.
Well, we get a nod to Venom. We do get a nod to Venom in the movie. It's in the trailers as well.
Is the nod you're talking about when he just says, I am Venom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Roxy.
I don't feel as if that was a nod. It feels like a whole body thrust.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like fucking Kramer busting in through the door, like, hey.
Hey, Venom.
This is the universe I'm in. Roxy, how are you feeling about the Sinister Six movie that I guess now includes Morbius?
Unclear on my level of excitement going, like, I feel not excited, but unclear how not excited.
Yes.
You know, like, am I so not excited that I'm bitter about it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But am I so not excited that I'm like, if this screening comes up and I have other plans at all, maybe I won't attend. I mean, I don't. And by screening, I'm talking about something that might not ever exist.
Yes.
Although it seems like it probably will in some capacity.
It feels like we're as close as we've ever been. Sal, do you think this is like an Avi Arad with Venom situation where somebody in Sony's like, no, this is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, someone said, like, basically, I don't care what the people have said. Mm-hmm. I don't care if no one goes to see this movie. This is happening. Like, we're doing this whether you like it or not. And I don't want to hear, like, let's take that off the table. The idea of this not happening, let's just remove that from the conversation because that's not going to be part of it.
Like, okay.
Just a belligerent no.
No. Okay. So who do we think we're getting in the Sinister Six movie? We've got Morbius. With the two confirmed ones are Morbius and Vulture, which this sucks, by the way, because
terrible.
Because actually I like Michael Keaton's Vulture and I didn't hate. Again, I have my issues with Jared Leto. His Morbius is fine. Morbius is not even the first 50 names I think of when I think Sinister Six, whatever.
No.
Close. But we know we've got Michael Keaton and Morbius. Do we think is Venom going to be a part of this, or maybe they fight Venom? It's Venom Sinister Six.
I'm concerned they're going to fight Venom. Yeah.
What do you think, Roxy? You think Venom, is Venom part of this?
Well, yes, I do think so, but I also What are our next movies?
Kraven. They're filming Kraven. We've seen footage of Aaron Taylor Johnson hanging off a car shoeless. Ooh, get excited, kids.
But what else? What do we have?
Madam Web, which now with all this makes me think, Sydney Sweeney is definitely playing Black Cat. That is 100% what she's playing because we're trying to make this goddamn Sinister Six movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless Madam Web's gonna be a part of it for some fucking reason.
Well, she'll be their Doctor Strange.
God damn it. we have three, possibly four if we think Venom is going to be a part of the team. What a weird fucking Sinister Six. Are we gonna multiverse ship other people? Are we gonna bring Alfred Molina back again, even though he's supposed to be good now?
I don't think Alfred Molina's coming back for this. I think if we ever see Alfred Molina as Doc Ock again, he will be a mentor character in Spider-Man 4 directed by Sam Raimi. Like, I genuinely feel like if they do that again, Dr. Otto Octavius will be a doctor. They will have established, we rechanged the timeline. Norman Osborn's alive. So is Doc Ock. But we're fighting Lizard or something like that. Like, we're doing
it.
Something else.
I don't want
it. I know. Nobody. Yeah. Well, that's what I think. If you're ever going to see him again, it's going to be in Raimi's Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
In this, I genuinely feel like Jake Gyllenhaal will be back as Mysterio, and they'll be like, well, you're so used to him being a multiversal character anyway, even though it was all a lie.
Yeah.
No, now he is actually from a multiverse. Ha ha ha. Like, any character they invented that they own can and probably will be in this.
Okay. So I feel confident about your Mysterio pitch. I feel pretty good. I feel like that's pretty likely, especially since he quote unquote died at Far From Home.
Yeah.
Who will? Okay. Oh, let's flip the script. Roxy, is there somebody you'd like to see? If there's somebody that they put in the Sinister Six movie, and now we're talking about the multiverse stuff. Is this going to be another Spider-Verse one where it's like a multiverse heist? That actually might be kind of just crazy enough to work. Anyway,
it's a neat idea.
I guess it's going to depend who we see in the next, because we're years out still.
Yeah. Theoretically.
Yeah, they do pump these out.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they pump them out quick, but sometimes they decide that they're going to delay Morbius for 2 years.
That's so like, a very good point.
Yeah. And, you know, jokes on us, because April Fools.
Yep. Yay! Okay.
So I don't know. I it's hard to say in this movie that you don't want to see. Who do you want to see?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, nobody.
Like, yeah. Nobody that I like.
Yeah. Okay,
but then they might make it better. Watch this movie be fucking great,
and we eat our words. Hold on. What Spider-Man are they fighting? I feel like they're definitely in a universe with a Spider-Man.
Yeah,
is it Andrew Garfield? Is it Garfield, or is he like, nah, I'm good?
I think 100% it's Garfield. I think I think Garfield is in that universe. I think they're holding. They're like waiting for a big oh my god reveal.
Wait,
I think that
when Vulture gets there, that he's talking about fighting Andrew Garfield's.
He doesn't know the difference, because I think Vulture got his memories wiped.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what Spider-Man he's talking about.
No, but his memories aren't. Fuck, are his memories wiped?
No, at the end he knows.
Well, no, he knows it's Spider-Man, but I think it depends on, god damn it, it depends on whether he came, at
before
what point did
after.
He cut, yeah, what did he show up, but it's the big crack in the sky. Fuck.
Yeah, he showed up at the end, god. After the spell.
Fucking,
so he got his memories wiped like
so
everybody else.
So he knows Spider-Man, but he doesn't know Peter Parker, whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
Now I'm thinking we're probably going to get Jamie Foxx's Electro, even though technically he's supposed to be better too.
yeah, but he's the one who would, because he liked it more. Like,
yeah,
he's not crazy. He just would rather look like Jamie Foxx than a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Don't see us crossing paths with Tom Holland.
No,
I think honestly, Roxy, I think the Michael Keaton bit we saw in the trailers, I think that was Sony like, this is set in the Tom Holland universe, and for whatever reason, Kevin Feige.
The Marvel's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. So this is them going like, okay, it's in our thing, but we still want Michael Keaton. I honestly feel like it's one of the, well, we're pot committed that we had Michael Keaton in the trailer. We can't have him not in the movie now.
But
so,
this is really not, I just can't picture Andrew Garfield making this choice.
It's harder now, especially with like the tick, tick, boom. Like his career is on an upswing,
that's
not
true.
Needing Spider-Man.
He is like an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like takes his craft super fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. But he also loves being Spider-Man.
He does, but do you think that this is the Spider-Man he wants to be?
Like, I mean,
he only needs to be Spider-Man one time.
And he just got redemption for everything. Like, I feel like, why would he sign up then for what he must be aware of is not a smooth sailing path?
I do have a theory on that. Money.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
I don't think
Michael
cares
Keaton
that much.
No,
Michael
but also,
Keaton
you think
so
about
great. And he doesn't need to be in a... Michael Keaton is so good. And he's Batman again.
Mm-hmm.
And he, A, doesn't need to be Batman again. And B, doesn't need to be in a Morbius movie. And yet he's in both.
But
yeah. I feel like money is just...
His career is not on the line the way that Andrew Garfield's would be.
Andrew Garfield is in prime like for another Oscar.
Right.
Like, he's that good. But Ka-ching.
Yeah, and also Jared Leto is pretentious as fuck, and he has an Oscar, and he did a Morbius movie. So,
right,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but he took himself really seriously in this movie.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, I do think it will be Andrew Garfield, and I think I will be just as surprised as I feel like you will be, Roxy. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Andrew, really? And it's like, well, he doesn't want to be Spider-Man. No, definitely not. Toby would be... Now, I wouldn't put post Sony because they've done a lot of dumb stuff before, but Toby has had an Eddie Brock and a Venom. So saying that, like, well, now Tom Hardy, it's like, well, now that's another hoop we need to jump through is explaining this shit.
Yeah, but I feel like he would do it.
I actually feel Toby is less like Toby of the ones feel like the less fucks given, like, of all of them. I think it's money motivated. True. Yeah. I even think it's Andrew or recast a new one.
Yeah. And if they recast, then it should be Miles. But like, I feel like in this case, Andrew Garfield only needs to be in one movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Andrew Garfield, the Sinister Six movie, they kill him off, they introduce live action Miles, we're off to the races.
Exactly. Yeah. And you get a lot of payoff if he gets to be in that. Number one, he gets a huge payday. Number two, he gets to come back as Spider-Man. Number three, he gets to be redeemed in his own universe. Number four, he meets Venom and he goes, finally, I get an alien.
Yeah.
Number five, like, he gets to get a cool death scene, which every actor wants.
Yeah.
And then he gets to pass the torch while also not having like the cinematic blue balls of being promised a third movie and not getting one.
Yeah,
it all falls into place.
They kill him off. I don't think so. I think they like to have all their tools
the
sandbox, and killing him off prevents them from doing that. DJ, I see no world in which, although you're right, it's Sony, so who the F knows, they recast a Peter Parker. That would be so egregious.
Agreed.
I mean, whoa. It would be like, are you guys kidding me? Yeah. That would be nutso. It doesn't mean they won't do it, I guess. But I would be like, what? Yeah. Who's in these rooms?
Listen, Barry Keoghan made a fan film with him as Peter Parker in which his accent is really god awful. So, and he's hot right now. That Barry Keoghan kid's hot right now.
He is.
You know who would be a cool Peter Parker?
Do it.
I don't know why I thought this when I watched it, but what's the name? Mike Faced, whatever his name is in West Side Story, Riff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about Ansel Elgort?
Yeah, that's who I meant for sure. Yeah, I want to see him in everything. All the Oscars.
Oh, God damn it. He's in a new Michael Mann show, and I want to watch it.
He was at the Oscars. Does anybody know if he was there? Who? I had heard he was going to be there. Ansel Elgort.
Oh, who the fuck knows? I don't give a shit. All I know about Ansel Elgort is he is going to be in that new Michael Mann show that I really want to watch because it's a Michael Mann show, and I like Michael Mann a lot. And he's in it, and it's like, anyway. All right, that's it for Morbius and the Sinister Six.
For now.
But for those listening to the main episode for free, if you want to hear Sal's thoughts on Moon Knight, he's going to talk about Moon Knight with us over on Patreon for what we're into. But before we go, Sal, remind the kids where they can find you.
Oh, come on down to youtube.com/comicpop and all other comic pop related ancillary stuff. You'll enjoy it if you like comic books or if you're only passively interested in comics.
So please go check that out. You can find me and Sal talking about the Spider-Man movies and Spider-Versity, also on Patreon, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. You can find me at DJ Talks You can find me at DJ Talks Trash. You can find Roxy at Roxy Stryer. We'll see you all next week.